holding by Simin Resh Bechef, Din of how to write in Mezuzah. Now, if they can get to writing Mezuzah, the translation was very negative, another translation, if you regard the store and we buy it in Mezuzah. And if you go to buy the Mezuzah, you should make sure you're not buying it from a person you don't recognize or don't know, because a lot of Mezuzah have a lot of problems, they can be photocopied, they can have problems with Ksiva, they don't check it. Make sure the guy has either Tudah or you know him as the Yerushalayim. Then you can buy from him, otherwise you should not really buy from him, it's a Shayla, and buying it. Problems he's able to listen to either, you're either, for example, Mezuzah, not Makan, the Mitzvah, Korega, Varega. Therefore, you should make sure you buy from a correct person.
Buy from a player from the head soldier, a distributor.
Yeah, make sure the guy who has the Yerushalayim knows where he got it from. Now, first thing to get is that since we're not really Seifim, what does happen when we rent dealers or come to dealers, the Ksav could be different. The Ksav by the Sephardi, the Ashkenazi, the Nushat Ashkenaz, and some of the issues the Mamash is different. For example, the Tzadi, how you're supposed to write it, you're supposed to write it one bent, and the corner is a Yud. Now, the way our Ashkenaz has Yud is straight, and the way our Sephardi has Yud is backwards. Mamash looks different. That's Mamash. Shaped different like the shin. If mom is turned backwards, the shell is a good b'di'evit or not? When you rent a deal or even you have mezuzah that way, is a good b'di'evit? Come on with the paiskim and I say, avada b'di'evit, avada on shell, and if you do that way, you come from Rishonim, Masham, and Masham says, I'll bring you Aedis, that Talmid Chachamim G'dolim, when they went to Davin in another place, and let's say they're asking out of Davin by place on the side, and they got an aliyah to the Torah, which you see numerous times by Simchas. Ashkenazim go to the Sephardi for Simcha, they get an aliyah. Why? He's the Rosh Yeshiva. They get to the same Torah, which is the wrong Ksav, they make a brach on it. So you see that Klai Yisrael and Kalpa on themselves, and Hog is clearly that Avad Yilam make a brach on. The Shalom they more discuss is the Nusuch that he's saying. Therefore, maybe for Zohar, the more Machim Mitzad, the Kriya is incorrect. But Avad and the place can say the same Torah for Ashkenazi on the Sephardi, or vice versa. Labach, Avad is good for the Evet, Lechatechilo. Dan Hoggah is Al Peter Shmatarius Simecha, and therefore you should do whatever your Minig of Aseinu are, you should keep your same Minig of Aseinu. Now, the shell is what is Nichol and Gedda B'dievet? So, by Chaim Sperling said, the Biashar says, if you're renting, that's Nichol and Gedda B'dievet, it's only job on anyway. Fine, so my Dan Hoggah is usually when you're renting, the Rav usually tells you, that's good, you can make a bracha, because everyone agrees you'll make a bracha, but it's not Lechat Kilo. And therefore, if you can, it's better to buy mezuzah that is your own Minig, and put on your own mezuzahs. Now when you leave, they discuss the shalak and switch back and put it back on his mezuzahs, a pashtidi can, because it's his mezuzahs, maitre avada yo'omer kind of mitzvah, avada we're not going to say it's mefaktik upon dan hoga b'kshivo, avada in Ashkenazi is yaitre in Asfardi. So again it comes out, a lot of the posts say avada b'dievet, you can be yaitre of iksav. Now v'lech achilo al kiddush mitar yitzimecho, she get yiminigav asenu and keep the same iksav. Based upon this, and not just a right to this, is last time in the building you can have a Sephardim and Ashkenazim. In the lobby and on all the floors, you have mezuzah. What mezuzah should you get? What ksav should you get? Come on this floor, and they write. Whatever right is, right, cautious. Now, if you hold that your ksav is ma'akiv, you have to put up two mezuzahs, one is Sephardim, one Ashkenazi. Elamai, again, the place to say, we clearly hold that one ksav is good for everybody, no problem, b'di'evet. This is Nechom b'di'evet, Shalom is b'di'evet, Avada, whatever his ksav is, he's Ashkenazi, that's the way of the binyan, fine, I use the Sephardi, not the way of the Seder. Whatever the way of the binyan, now they do discuss what's the way of the binyan. Let's say you have 15 kids and he has two, there's only two Sephardi in the building and you're one Ashkenazi, you have 15 kids, they only have five kids. Avada, the place to say, goes after the way people follow Fatim, that goes way people in the binyan. That's the Nechom Shemish, but in general, whenever they make halachas, in the opinion, the halachas go after the balapatim and not about the minion of people. So the Elamai is supposed to say...
Switches.
No, don't switch, go to the
balapatim. Oh,
yeah, so Chalami, if it switches over, which some neighbors are that way, but the evidence is fine. You want to look at chilo, so then you get a lot of challenges. They have a door here, maybe Mustafa, a tziruf, maybe it's Rasna Al-Zal, and you get tziruf. But about it's good for the evidence for sure. The problem by Zohar that's discussing not really the Sefer Torah. Avad is good to Sefer Torah. The problem is the way they read it. No, again, the Pesach is good. Every single Pesach has no problem with B'di'evet. Is B'di'evet of why? No. You do the I'll teach you Shmitah Shemech and I'll Ksav. Ksav, everyone does Gilak Apilo. 100% to Yoitza. I'll teach you Shmitah Shemech and I'll Ksav. I'll teach you Shmitah Shemech and I'll Ksav. I'll teach you The Pesach can be now working because Kosh Bochel gave out even Tznoris and Besoyz and Kvali Sol. Each one is endless. Lamit Shol Toyo. Elu Elu Dira Lekim Chaim. Or correct if you don't change them in the Ksav Shemech. The Vada Ksav Shemech is fine. No problem. 100% no problem.
What?
Huh? That's a separate chapter.
So you're talking about...
No, but there the Ksav is saying all Ksavs are emet, but all true. The Pshal is which is better. Which is better, whatever you think of sinner, that's what you do. Again, the Ikarais of the building. They do discuss how when you put up in a building, she put it straight or slanted, which we'll get to next week. We put out slanted, why to push as straight as possible. They all slanted also kosher, but that's Ikar Lofa. Now the Shal is you go up to Roy Vabinian, Roy Binion are fired and they go straight. By holds possible. Now they mean Ma'akavim. What?
You don't hold the possible.
Straight up? If we're choshes, we're choshes possible. We're choshes. On my chash, I hold possible. Right? My chash is possible. By Ksiva, by the Ksav, everybody's a kosher with color deus. Except only, I'll teach you to be done at the same apple. Fine, we go up to Roy Binion. But here, my chash is a psul. And they agree it's kosher when it's planted. Now we'll have to get to next week. We'll see what I can do. I am choshes. My chash is a chash psul. We'll get to it. We'll find. We'll, I mean, in that case, we're not going to go with that. But here,
they make it to cook it, right?
Not pshar. No, three. The three cases.
Sheets,
no, there are three. No, not pshar. Taisha said they did. There are three different ways to put up the mezuzah. Not pshar. Fine, but then we'll get to next week. That might say la plush mortan. In that case, since we're chashas of soul, then we do not go after Roy's opinion. We go after what even a mir, because I'm chashas of soul, and you agree to me as kosher. However, there are cases where we do not go up to waive the opinion, and let's say they get a mezuzah that there are possible concerns sheetahs. For example, Rabbi had shown me a mezuzah with Targum and only certain letters. The first I could not figure out why. I know Targum we passed in Machloikis, but we all is Ma'akiv. Mishavu Paskin, there were Machloikis as being Ma'akiv. The ones being Ma'akiv, why in the world they have only certain letters? So I think Shad is, there's a Goyis Ma'amis after Beis Yosef, when we bring down that only 13 letters need to have Targum. Ashal, what does that mean? Does that mean Dafka these 13, or these 13 have the big targum upon them? So those who want to say it means Dafka these 13, that's it. According to me, I hold not the way. I hold all the oasis of Shatnas guys have to have. For me, it's Ma'akiv. So in that case, before you not go after the wave of the binyan, you go after even the mean of the binyan, because the mean is being Ma'akiv, and therefore I have to have mezuzahs with the targum on all the oasis. Now, who has to pay for it? The person will say the mean has to pay for it. Because for them, they hold even the mean targum as the seder. Fine, that's inside Sfadi and Ashkenazi. Now, the way of writing it they discussed, which again negates Tevatoyu, in other cases you can make a photocopy or a stencil, the person would rather say you can't do that, it's very simple, poshut. But the latest hack in the past 10 years is these silk screen, really silk screen Tevatoyu. And they stretch also silk screen mezuzahs. The reason why there's a mila to it is save tons of money. At least, as Rabbi when he writes in Shuvah, he said, Rabbi is not the Mohodur, but it's Koshua Tchilo. And people who never have photocopy mezuzahs with the possible color days, at least they'll get, at least the same title, they get Koshua, the Chapkilo, they get the same title. And therefore, he has long Shuvah to defend why it's not screen mezuzahs are the Seder. Meister, the Nogon Klaisel, is not the way he do it, he got thrown out of Lakewood for it. So find the Pashkim are vehemently against it. Of Yashim, Meister, he is vehemently against it, he didn't want to meet Rabbi. And the Ravos is against it. That's not the mice, we don't do it. Now the Svaras, where they're coming from, Yish Laden, this is different Svaras, they throw out why these silk screen mezuzahs are possible. One Svara they say, because it's not a ksav, it's a surveyor. They're looking at Ksiva. They have a mezuzah that they take these ink, that holes in, they push it through. Instead of writing it, it's like kind of a stencil, and they push it through and goes through, and makes save tons of time and tons of money. Like a regular mezuzah takes 4 to 6 hours to write. This would be very simple, time-wise, it's a case. They don't have to know any stock with it. It's like a stencil design.
That's why
they're saving
it.
What?
That's why
they're
saving it.
So Rabbi he says, this point of saving industries, or Yitzchak says, obviously anyone who says that Taina doesn't have a Muna Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives Panos the Klai, so I call me Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and then everything between it. Call me Kadosh Baruch Hu. So anyone says that Taina has no Shaykh to Yiddishkeit. So fine. So we'll knock that Taina aside.
They're not really rich. Anyone who's writing to
yeah, for Eid is not supposed to be rich, not supposed to be chinam anyway, finally we might need a Shem B'Kishuam, so that Tanya knocks away. The Yashiv has one story I want to Tanya, it's not a Kaitiv, it's Surveyor. Yishlod Naharbe, why exactly the Choreil? It is Kaitiv, because you're pushing it down. You have no company in Kaitiv, it's Surveyor. The second thing the Yashiv brings down that from Yishami, it's Shaitik, it's pouring, it's not writing. Again, they have to know what that means. The better Tanya they have is based upon Moshe. Moshe says, he's discussing photocopying. He's discussing over there and saying that Locha by Sirtut, we pass we need Sirtut by Mezuzah, Locha Moshe Messina, Exei Shavu, like other different reasons. The Klal of Sirtut, Moshe says, is if you need Sirtut, then there's a Locha of Sirtut. If you don't need it, then even though you put Sirtut, you gain nothing out of it. But by photocopying, you have Sirtut. Need Sirtut? It's not helping the Ksiva. So therefore, it's a chesaron in the sertut. Why? Again, by photo capping, who needs sertut? It just happens to be there. So the chesaron in the sertut. Same thing by a silk screen, you don't need sertut. I see the chesaron in the sertut. It's ma'akim that helps the sertut. What? Yeah, mezuzah and mezuzah, both of them. We have sertut. We're machmer. We're machmer. He's discussing, we're machmer upon this chumrah. Another side they discussed, maybe it's a chesaron of kisidrum, which all Yitzchak says, what do you mean, just make kisidrum this silk screen, what's the problem with kisidrum? Right, same thing, it's what you want to ask the stencil because it's a chesaron of
sertut. Fill in every letter with a quill.
You want to say, same thing,
so
you, gain, you do not need a sertut in the mezuzah, you want time, that's the reason why, there's another problem with chok, but the reason why Moshe wants to say why stencil is not good, because it's sertut, chesaron of sertut. Well, my son, not good if you don't buy it that way, it might be cheaper to save money. My son, still not right. He doesn't understand. He has a tshuva. Like, people can spend $500,000 on a house. Mezuzah, 40, 50, 60, 100. I've spent so much money. I'll probably spend $40. I'll be maximum $50. Just spend $500,000 on his house, and then something is shaming himself, sakono. And you need to call reg as a mitzvah, and if you don't get it, you get an oinish, and it's not riches yomim. For that, $50, you know. Then he has a time against anhoga of numerous people. Guy's running Johannesburg, so I assume it's not in Yerushalayim. That way, you got it talking about specifically in over there in Africa. Could be that was another over there. But Mice, you see it sometimes that people are like, what in the world are saving taking so much money for? The Mice, you think about it, if it takes 4 to 6 hours to get a mezuzah, okay, and only taking $60 or $100 for it, it's mamish, it's the cheapest labor you can really get. It's cheaper than the guy who works at McDonald's. So, Mice, the people have this agosha that they're taking a lot of money. Mice, you spend so much money in the house, you buy a house, so you should have the correct shmiel of Muna Kosh Baruch Hu, Kavol Omar Kosh Shemayim, and then call me Kosh Baruch Hu anyway, and the Panosis from Hashem, and the Vadi should try to get to the Hudarim.
More than Shlish.
What the loch is a Shlish, Chaimish, whatever. But not because, it's too expensive, I'd rather take the 40 instead of the 50. You walk stores, you see that, go make sure, see a few more mezuzahs, too expensive. They'd rather get a nice case than a beautiful mezuzah, than a hidden mezuzah. And the halachas are kerem mamish, if you have a choice between a hidden mezuzah and a nice case, they'd rather get the hidden mezuzah.
You could buy
the cheap staircase. No, that's not cheap, that's a hitter.
Right.
Fine. Now most halachas in the Reish Pechas, again, we're not placing, so I don't want to go through it exactly, it's not a geritos. But in Sifti Dal, discussing the Indians about the kricha, how to wrap it up exactly. Now first, a practical eitzah, when you do kricha, if you get the safety to do it, he usually knows what he's doing. He knows how to cut out the plastic very nice. He knows the wrap very nice. He puts it inside, does it for you. And usually most safety do it for you as part of the service. And one of the main reasons why, because usually when you try it yourself, you don't know what you're doing. And you can mess up, push your mess up. If you take it and you want to roll it without starting, let's say, with the pen inside, you bend the front, you can crack it. A guy told me 2 weeks ago, I went to a safe for a beautiful mortar from Missouri that he got 7 years ago and checked it 7 years later, just now 2 weeks ago. And the guy said when he rolled up yourself, you cracked it 7 years, it's been possible already. How much? Why? Because you know what you're doing. And you spend a lot of money. You get all the hudar, and if you don't put a pen inside to bend it right away, you just correct it and you're possible. 7 years ago, when you put it in a kitel, you're possible right away in the beginning. So first, you have to be very careful and roll it up. Either get a guy who knows what he's doing, and I would not try it myself unless you really know what you're doing. Because I'm asking, how much possible the mezuzah?
Every time you open it up,
you should get a person who knows what he's doing. Unless you can follow exactly, you can follow it. Yeah, but usually it's part of the job. When you give the guy the check, you pay him a little bit of money. Part of it, by the time scrolling, he does it for you. And most stores you go to, and Meisham will do it for you. They should do it for you. And some of them might charge you a couple of shekels, but it's good. Now, when you roll it up, also the problem is some people just don't know the lockers. They could go, the locker cliff, and the more you go from where? From Echad to Shema. When they open up and see Shema, I've seen people when they check themselves, when they get back to the safer, they roll it up. Which way? They have no idea which way. They roll up the wrong way. Now, how do they show which way to roll up? What? Depends if they have the shaka. Depends if they're fine. You have to make sure you roll up also the correct way. Now, if you roll up the wrong way from Shema to Echad, Avadi Yitzhak, the person says you should take it down and roll up correctly, the more it says, Echad to Shema, that's the correct thing to do. Now, if you roll from top to bottom, which no one does, that might say the person says puzzle. Also, if you roll up inside out and you see the oitzi, it's also the place can say you have to change your butter back. So inside out people don't do, and up and down people don't do. That might still pass with it. Now again, I've seen people mamish when they get it back, they see it's naturally rolled, they just rolled the wrong way. There you got a problem. Now the raid the past 20-30 years by these krichas, they have the numerous, you see them being sold sometimes, and they're very fancy, that they have a clear case and they're not rolled at all. They are, this is inside a case, that's glass, And if they put on the front door, usually the house, because inside they don't want to have something to see through. The front door, you see the mezuzah, it's beautiful. You see the whole Shema and the Hafti and the Hoya and the Kavod Omach Hashmayim. You see the Ksiv over there. Is that, then Achiv do Kricho or no? When you do Kricho, the Gemara is saying do a Kricho from Shema to Echod. So those who are Taino, Ikim Ma'amokim to be Machum is a mini Klai Yisrael. The newest Shuvahs, at least 20 Shuvahs that saw about it, and half of them are Machum and half of them aren't. So the reason that Ikim are coming to be Machum is Ikim Taino is Maisa and Hogan for Dayo Dayo is that Maisa we do a Kricho. The Gemara you have no right from. The Gemara is saying if you do a Kricho, do it from Shema to Echod. Shulchan Aruch says when you do a Kricho, do to Shema, go from Echod to Shema. They don't say you have to do a Kricho, but get you read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. When you do it this way. It doesn't say you have to do it. The shaila is a mark of an ad. Again, numerous svarim on Taino Lamaisa, it says, "Bitzan minigav asedim biyadenu." Maybe it's a chashash psul. Therefore, they say you should take it down, not have it, and therefore roll it up and put it in that thing wide open. I tell the Shani Lamaisa Pchantinyevsky himself writes about any tanya. He has a raya. It's kosher. What's his raya? The Gemara discusses, can you write it on an evin? The Gemara says, no, I'll safer. Now, evin, you cannot roll up. Well, the Gemara discusses it right on the wall. Can't roll up these things. But that's clear, the Gemara seems to say, Kricha is not a chilek of the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. What he done is he has Lavosh, the time is that's good. Now he quotes Lavosh. Now where exactly this Lavosh is, Shagah HaMeir said he can't find the Lavosh. Where the Lavosh of Chaim says is good, but he have it. So the Shevik also tells, he found Lavosh in the Reish Pei Tes. Reish Pei Tes over there says, by the Kricha, what's the reason why you have to do a Kricha? Why? Because of the Eved. But why? Because it'll be makalkal. We don't do a kricha. So the holy set of kricha is why us tilkal. That's what he says that my mokum is. Now, this maybe a my mokum by our sef on Reish Pei Ches itself. Maybe what Luchai means is the word machab is karcha misayfal leveishai. You do a kricha. The Lavush adds in one ace. He says u karcha, and you do a kricha misayfal leveishai. What's the extra vav on the sif beforehand? The sif beforehand discussing that the chachilah do a pasha stuma, and but the other pasha. Sucha, b'di'evet. U'karcha, the mamshich, and the kricha, on this I just said, b'di'evet, also do it, also going in a din l'chatkilu, not b'di'evet. Maybe he's understanding Levush, and my mother of Chaim is saying, Levush saying, b'di'evet, because the whole halacha is a hemshich of halacha before, which is only l'chatkilu, not and b'di'evet, to say that even to do a parsha stum, not sucha. Maybe that's what Chaim means, otherwise I'm not sure. Maishab Chaim has this case, B'yashu also has a similar case, he has in Shuvah, because in Shuvah is Chela Gimel, that a person put up a mezuzah that's open and he threw it to the back, and the other person put up another mezuzah that's rolled up and he got involved in Shalabah Pesach, so the guy wants to know what to do, so Rashi gave an eight to Na'av Shalom, that take down the guy's mezuzah, get a yid, a cotton, or to stick a glue, put up with glue, and therefore, since the cotton put up is not because of he put it up, there's no problem about Pesach, so if it's not there, and then you put up your mezuzah. So he just wants, so it sounds like he bet is opening the stage just here from two mezuzahs, he wants to kick him out of without telling the neighbor that you can take down the neighbor's mezuzah while you give him a focus, call Hashem. So making a way that's possible without the guy knowing about it. Fine, it's in chaf. No. So I'll call Taitiv a problem. I said, two mezuzahs, fine. The island doesn't be in mind having two mezuzahs. Because the two mezuzahs, the both are kosher. The Yashiv seems to hold the both are kosher. No, if you put up a way, the mezuzah is not a kind of mitzvah, it's not bar toisa. That's not the problem. That's fine. That's my sign. What? That's the speaking my sign. That doesn't seem to bother me. What bothers me is a real bar toisa going on there. There are two kosher mezuzahs. One's b'di'evah, one's for katilo. So what do? You take it down, make it possible, and without telling the guy, you say it.
Maybe the neighbor
will
do it also, and they have no
mezuzah. If he was being machmel the chumras, he would have not had it wide open.
That
was sadly as well. You ought to put your ashes. No, but then my all some on my caution. The ma'aseh, after these things are wide open again, the ma'aseh, the place with the good b'di'evah, the rapkilo, the place with the other things, not to the color days. Shalom b'di'evah, those want to say, you think I'm saying they do, and if we should not have it, those want to tell you, they should be listening, if Shabbat is ordered, for the B'chaim Kineski, if we ask him, if we ask him, they say, Shabbat, the ma'aseh is kosher b'di'evah, fine, but myself, as far as I know, the Neitari, the Maestro never do it. I have seen it by the more the Moderna show. Fine, we keep quiet. Shalom is always Adif, and we leave it as is. The only way they want to discuss if Chaim has the right from a bottom from a stone, they want to say there's no right in the Gemara's Maskono. It's always a shadow. The Gemara's Havmina is a kosher with a stone. The Gemara's Maskono is not the way. What happened to Maskono? Do we have any right in Maskono that something not rolls to be kosher enough? That's always a shadow in Klal, how to read a Gemara. The last lachah, Tifta Zvav, is just the end of being meisif to a mezuzah. Now, to be motive inside the words, the Rambam is possible. Mamash possible. To write the word muhuga, or bado can check, mine is possible. Mice with a full compliment, they discuss it, but mice we cannot be motive anything inside. On the back side, there's a shayla on the positive side, even like a chile shouldn't do, but you have this kosher. The mice are different, also is some of shakai, the pandiyaswadi, askanazi, we exactly do it. Each one on to his own minig, the mice, that's what they should do, what it says over here. There is one of the aspects, or if someone says, when you be moistiv, again, we're discussing your suffer inside is fossil, thy suffer on the back side is kosher only by the other. They discuss, let's say, not in the case on the mezuzah itself. What about some put on the yodos, or the things on by the wall itself? They have a mezuzah, or they have these different feelers on the side. The Aruch HaShulchan says, not correct thing to do. Why? Because the Torah says a mezuzah, that's the right thing. Anything more than that, not about toisiv. The mice, we follow what the Torah says, and we don't put on our own shmir, our own segulas. And it's not correct to put on these other shmirs on the doorpost. So the mice, the Sfarim, we do put on, but usually they don't put on the doorpost, they put on the door, why is school going to the house? That's more of a seder. Put it mamish by the mezuzah itself, the mice, you should not do it. Just one other aspect in the gate to the in the mezuzah is a mezuzah. Can you take it to chutz la'aretz? Can you buy it and take it to chutz la'aretz? What's the shayla? Last week, when I see this page by Yitzhak Winkler over there, we mentioned Nach mentioned the halacha that Yitzhak sent 100 boxes of swarm to chutz la'aretz. 100 boxes he had. So Nach asked the shayla. The mice also take out swarm to chutz la'aretz. So it's Yishalmi brought down by numerous pleiskim, not allowed to. What? Oh, so one of the time is printed al das. So the pesukim discussed by mezuzah the same thing to the ploy or not, same klolim. Now that means it depends. If you have mezuzah on the door, for example, let's take by Negaviel. Maisa, I try to find out who exactly was achoy for the mezuzah Negaviel. So where I sit, they told me either a Feldman's achoy or a Chaim Spelling. The Feldman's told me the mezuzah over there is meaningless. A Chaim Spelling came this morning, said there's no idea why this mezuzah is. I can take it down. Maisa, can I take it down and send it to chutz la'aretz? Guy came to Rabbi first. Dusty first came today. He said, I'll take it to chutz la'aretz. So the shayla was, is he allowed to? The mice is made for it, so it wasn't ready near it, so I'll take it to chutz la'aretz. It's one shayla. Agav also the other mezuzah by the bathroom, I asked him, they said he was a chay for it. He says, Echanami, the bathroom, he has no idea what's going on. He says, the way how he would paskin, based upon Rabbi Yashiv, is that the front door, Rabbi Yashiv holds, so you come out from the bathroom, from the water fountain, it's correct, it's on the right side coming. The next one's also on the coming out there, is also correct. The one going to left is not Mechuyev Mezuzah. That's some of the joke. It's on the wrong place, wrong side, wrong everything. He said he would take it down. Take it down, or the most will do, if you don't want to take it down, I'll switch sides. Because on the wrong side for sure. He said, so there comes out. Right. He said he won't, it's no Mashka Pashas. But if you want to say that small thing is a Mashka, I'll put it there, but Mechuyev is no Chiv at all. So what happens, and he's, well, Chaim Sperling, he's a slave leader upstairs. What? The one with the things to two bathrooms on the side. The one going to the left. We have no idea why it's there. The one
walk into the bathroom?
They go straight in, they turn to the left.
What about the one walking in? What one walks on?
No, those he says are straight because coming out, like a Kivagri says. He says, we're actually Kivagri is coming in, and both of us say to. He told me today, if it was up to him, we'll take down two mezuzahs. Take down that one over there. And he was the one of Kroyfer, they told me. You guys, if Nagavil, who learned there years ago, the 60, 70 guys, are kind of smelling sock. He doesn't know how well the mezuzah got up over there. He doesn't know what happened by the bathroom. Yeah, but it's in the wrong place. There's no mezuzah on the left side. It should be further out, and we'll come together, and tell me you would take it out.
Yeah.
The mice, you can take those mezuzahs to chutz la'aretz. You know, it's a good challenge. Now, the Yossi first told me you want to take the mezuzah to chutz la'aretz. Yes, yeah, here, came right before Shabbos. Fine, who's the yeshiva? Fine, so get the yeshiva. Get somebody. What to do with it? Oh, so Shabbos can take the chutz la'aretz. The mice, the machol, you know, place him.
The first walk into the bathroom on the right.
When you first walk in, it's on the left, the first door. And that the wise of Kivega, it's going all the way.
So
the next door is also, it goes straight,
so
also left.
There's no doorpost on the right. It's not the one where the thing is.
So fine, there's no doorpost, a potter. Is it a potter or is it on the wrong side?
Now when I look at it, when you come from the other side, there is a doorpost on the right.
But it's all up, but that's not what it is.
Right.
Either it's a potter or it's on the wrong side. So again, that means coming up like a real poshut. Now, it could be why they left it there. Once you put up, you don't write down rice, mezuzah, the chadnish is lost, you never take down mezuzah, so they left it there. Fine. Why? I have no idea.
What's the shadow? Only you looking over inside the door? Or, any mezuzah
that
was written?
Sorry? So the halach is the place can go if it's rain, I'm not to sell, I'm not to take out, it's motu, but you have to go to the form of sperm. Whatever the heter swarm is, the heter mezuzah. Those one time, the certain swarm have no heter. They're used here. The mezuzah won't have a heter. Those who do have, they have to do it. They have the same clove, Mahapas, we say, as a sefer. Just one other update in the mezuzahs in the shul that I davened in. So Rav Feldman told me he went back to Rav this Thursday, and the Rav said, we finally got cases. We got cases. So he wanted to know, he didn't tell me yes to Rav, he just hopes he also they got mezuzahs by now. They got a safe to start writing it. So the maestro got cases. He's still waiting for them to put up mezuzahs after 3 years. Fine. That's the sad Reish Peites. Bez Hashem, Reish Peites, I think the Chaburo has a bris on Wednesday morning, hopefully be beat up his mana by Yishmael Wenger. So therefore Reish Peites will be on Thursday with Bez Hashem. And it'll be the whole simon. Also, for the there'll be a scene Bez Hashem for the Olam on Tuesday by Avi Hirsten House on second side on the Mesechta. And the Olam is invited, first side of Mesechta, so that the Olam is making a scene. Now, since we have time now, and instead of going through tomorrow's blocks for the 9 days, I'll go through now, and tomorrow I'll to start right away raising my test. Just the basic halacha of the 9 days, what's born to get us. First halacha, Mishnah Nichas Av, Ma'atim Esimcho. What does that mean? There are basically four halachas when Mishnah Nichas Av you have to ma'at. One halacha is firstly, Zvei Ma'at Lo, it's about time. Therefore you should have a dintari with the guy, and the person discuss when you fly during the 9 days. The first thing they've etim is better than natu, however the tzarech mitzvah is mortal. What's the tzarech mitzvah? What? No, that's fine. The stuck with a guy, because either way you got Maria Mazla, it's shava.
But
you
got that guy wrong.
Shava, shava. It doesn't make a difference. Now, flying the mitzvah in the 9 days, the first thing say is better than natu, however the tzarech mitzvah. For example, flying 2 8 celebrated mortar. For kibbutz of aim is mortar. To stay in yeshiva from a dam says also, let's have a choice to fly before the mitzvah Rosh Chodesh. But during the 9 days, of the tzarech mitzvah, there's no problem. The only mitzvah tzarekona, what? And also, it's all the avad is only forget a mitzvah, and the avad is a mile or two, and the avad is therefore we fly even during the 9 days. That's not nechol get a mitzvah. Might be nechol. That's not nechol get a mitzvah. A guy told me he went to Nelson Tzvi, he told him the tickets are cheaper, but he wants to shall we sleep in the 9 days or afterwards. And he must be asking how much, he said $400. He figured I was packing $400 to give it to him. Might the guy didn't take it, he told me. But that's what Nelson Tzvi thought about it. No, he held no. He's talking about Spittle Tiger. He stayed a couple more days. No, that is. Panosa Durabe and Tom said Nichol get a mitzvah. Fine. You thought Nichol get a mitzvah. My sister said, Indian out of flight. Now, the Loch Mishnitz Amat and the Simcha is more than three things. One thing, cannot do Master Matin of Simcha, meaning cannot buy something that gives you happiness, not buy a Kiddush cup or a fancy car to give you happiness. Evel Tzarech Mitzvah is motto, or Dava Ovid is motto, the Rid is motto. So otherwise, Master Matin of Tzarech Mitzvah is also in Tio. Also, Binyan of Mitzvah is also Tzarech Mitzvah. But Binyan of Tio of Simcha is also. That means stop making your house look nice. In the 9 days, you should not paint your house, you should not put up wallpaper, or things like that. There's a binyan and a tears for simcha, you should not do in the 9 days. So matza matna simcha you should not do, it's not give you simcha, no problem. The swarm store is open if you want to know.
Fixing something around the mortar? No.
Building, not cracking things are fine. I mean, things are fall that are mortar about this mortar. No, it's not been in the tears or something. It's not nice. It's not something special. Nice. It's correct. You're fixing your thing. Yeah, making it look nice here. You're. Moshe has a tshuva about to putting up a cabinet in your house. You know. What? Only wait. No, Rei Masloi goes. My colleague Mishmuel says maybe it's a tshuva for the whole time on. But in the Master Mat is only till Toshiba. Rei Masloi Mishmuel being down a carbon saddle among our gum, then maybe it might be the whole month. My colleague's the whole month only till Toshiba.
Pictures of
Yeah, he has a tshuva about it. I don't know. And the other thing in the Mamayat and Simcha is you not have a Sudas Erison. A Sudas, even though Erison is Mutter, but Sudas Erison is also. Now, what's the gate of who is having Sudas Erison? So, first of all, a vote. The person say you should not have a vote, a party, of what? Mishpuz Adafka, a Sudo. Having cake is not a Sudo. Now, again, how much cake is cake and how much cake is Sudo? That's a Shiloh. Maestro, a Sudo is the Ishun have, and a cake you're allowed to have. So, the person can say, built upon that, is you should not have any Simcha get together for fun. To this race example, let's get 10 guys together, let's go eat out together in a big restaurant. That's also the Nichol, the Issus, is everything. You should not go out together. Not to get falafel pizza, that's not a Simcha, that's not the natural way. Go out with your wife that you do anyway once a week to the Seder. But if you want to go out to the plaza with a couple of guys and have a good time, you might as well. I'm not saying that's good. That's just separate. I didn't mean anything by that. But if any hotel, no, I didn't say that either. Any hotel that you go to, you should not have a get together, a nichol le'isav, a sudas erisim. Then the person saying a sudas predo, so the netting of real also. You want to have some sudas predo with some cake beside it. You want to have a meal, geschmack, and 15 guys together, love the freiluch, then the person we should not do. That's one in it. The second halacha negates in the Vavelus, which then it comes out from Machloek Yisradim Ashkenazim. One halacha is the in of wearing clothing. An oval cannot wear freshly laundered clothing. Now, what does an oval do when he doesn't have it? He doesn't exactly plan for the guy to die. So he doesn't have exactly freshly laundered clothing. What should he do? The halacha is, what I'm hoping for is he gets somebody else to wear it for him. Then it's not freshly laundered. I need to wear a shirt. I'm an oval. What I do, I get another person to wear it. He'll wear it for as manma, and then I can wear it because it's not freshly laundered. Now, Ba'etim, then the 9 days will be the same thing, except the problem is we all have the 9 days. The place can say, if you really want to give it to Arab to wear for a half hour or an hour, except it's me, so you don't want to wear it anymore. They do discuss another shalah, if your Svardi only keeps Shkul Shal Kaboy and you keep Mosh Chodesh, why give it to Svardi to wear it? But there will be an Eitzah from before this week, Thursday, Friday, give Svardi to wear it for you, because the said no problem anymore. If the Svardi holds up Shkul Shal Kaboy, my question is what the Svardi do, but the Shkai and others, but let's say the Svardi only holds Shkul Shal Kaboy, can ask him to wear it for you. Maestro, let's say you did not ask him to wear it for you. What the on Hogo? On Hogo, you should wear it before the 9 days.
And if
he
laundry for you?
No. That's, it's going to do laundry for you. They're not worse than the guys, Sargent. No matter what you think about Sargent.
Why?
It'd
be better. It'd be better because
there's
not
really
tall.
No. We'll leave it on the side. We'll come back. So my sister, the lock is, so what you do, the lock is before the 9 days you should wear it. I didn't mean anything by that. Right. And the effect of Magar Ram, the thousand mice of why. And what do they answer? Says according to Magar Ram, the reason, because why? Because I could have kept Nakab Shabbos.
Or I could
have been matched. If so, it's not again in this case. I can't. There's no option. But my tahalu gets weird beforehand. So the way of the by availus, the words of the Ramon is shachas 1 hour. Now the olim doesn't wear for 1 hour. Says the shachwai, the shachas love. That's the man ma. It's a certain amount of time. Man ma. How long is that? So of course, it depends what stage of the course will be asked. One course 10 minutes, one course 15 minutes, one course a half hour. It really depends how long. If you sit there and just wear something for 10 minutes, it doesn't get really used. If you run around, it could get dirty in 10 minutes. It means you wear it, it's not freshly laundered. If you wear it 15 to 20 minutes, half hour, every shirt that you wear before. Now, that's after a shirt or pants. What about Sigda Isaiah, your undergarments? So you have to wear your undergarments before the 9 days. So of course. So the place can come along and say, whether it's a Moshe in America, whether it's a Klamadalman, and the Rabbi Yashiv, and Rosh Tavach, and that, all kind of the big day, you don't have to. Now, what the swerve for it is, What does the Shulah say? My case of Shabbos, where are you coming from? Shabbos can't wear something new.
New, fine.
Now, come over to the place when they tie it, there's no head to wear because they're Samazai. The head to is that since it will cause pain and irritation if you not switch, let's say, your socks for 3 days and it causes you pain and it hurt your feet. The if you like changes, no head to stand to change big day Isaiah. My skin will freshly learn the things. But I'm saying, since it'll bother you, some people have changed every day, if not, their feet start being irritated. So if not, then you have a head to change it. But some of those change you don't have a head. So the person was saying, you better be able to head to change your pants and shirt, except it doesn't cause you irritation. However, things that cause irritation, you're not changing it, it's that oining. The if is wearing it as person on the shirt, it's that oining shavai. But therefore, your undergarments, you're not changing it, that oining. You're changing it, why? Because it causes pain and irritation, or a bad smell for other people, therefore you have had to change it, otherwise you should not stop changing your undergarments for no reason. If you have a good reason, you have a right to change it. Now, negate the clothing again, to wing freshly laundered clothing, mostly we don't, we have to wear it a half hour before, and a 15 minutes before, and then also undergarments, if it causes irritation, a lot of change. Nichol, the issa of wearing these things is the mostly you cannot wash your clothing. washing clothing is even in cold water. Why is it the siyachdas from in of availus? And washing a girl's shaitel, is that also mutter? You gotta wash plates, you gotta wash clothing. So what is the shaitel? The kli or the beged? The one safer coat will be asking, what? Not big day there. No, sir. It's not. No, yeah, it's cool. How long do once you wash it every day or once a week? Once, and then wash before and afterwards, that's it. Is it nichol a kli? So Maisha Rav Shamik says nichol get a kli, it's mutter, and Rav Yashin says it's Maisha nichol, beggin is also. But if it can be machma, I was always wondering, what does he have to, anyone with context, to wash and to clean them, right? You're wearing them. Maisha, Maisha kli, so each one of them. Maisha nichol. What, takano? So Maisha, no, it depends when, how long. Depends how long, when the case. You can only wash it when it causes irritation, otherwise you can't wash it. A mitzvah kli and a shaitel. What is a beged? Both of them you're wearing. You wear your shaitel, you wear your contacts. No, you know, we use a cane on Shabbos, I guess. If you cannot walk without it.
You can walk in
the
shoe without
contact. You can wear glasses. Everyone has contact and glasses. Everybody.
Every little glasses are clean.
Everybody? Is it marbles on Shabbos?
But it's a clean.
It's a clean, it's a marbles. But it's also a marbles.
Also marbles, you can't wash them.
I'm just curious. Can you? Can you? Can you? I'm asking you.
They're both the same.
You, yeah? But, Talfa's opinion. The, another thing to get in clothing, I love to buy clothing during the 9 days. One locha, Masa Matin, of buying Samus of Simcha. The other locha, of buying clothing during the 9 days. The locha buying clothing during the 9 days is Nichol Isser of Kvisa, of Levisha, separate locha. Different example, someone asked me that they're in Chutzla Isser during the 9 days, and the parents and the wife and them the clothing. The Masa, they say, Dava Ovid. Is there a head to Dava Ovid? What? Clothing?
No, it's before.
It's this week. It's this week, no? It's not be. So, myself, numerous places in one that the Kintar Balocha of Yavkametsky and others say that just like by washing clothing and wearing clothing, we don't see this head to Dava Ovid. Buying clothing, we don't see this head to Dava Ovid. Where's my unboxing for it? So, and Maisa, Pesach Shuvah says it's Mutter and he quotes the Kintar Balocha. He made a mistake. The Chomus Yisrael quotes the Pesach Shuvah, quotes the Kintar Balocha, says it's Mutter also. He looked inside, he also made a mistake. They apostate, according to the Kintar Balocha, says only Mutter Tullah Kodesh, but afterwards it's also. Maisa, from this cap, we heard him give a shiur about. He says Mutter, so I asked him, you also, you're quoting them who made a mistake. So, next day, he came back to me and he got a Yitin Nem on a copy of the newspaper. He showed me, before in the newspaper, and a copy of it. That if they quote from Yashiv, it's mutter. Fine, to my story, I don't have to be from newspaper, but also I saw the Latin also as mutter. The Maramok was very shrewd, but my story could be the Svarias why, because all in your buying clothing is only a chumra nichol in the Kvisa, there's no real Maramok in the Gemara. So it could be you only took upon the chumra upon buying it samus, and inside you read or a sale might be mutter. Otherwise, samus, there's no hetter of a sale to wash your clothing. I know it hurt. Well, advertise. The stain is you stand allowed to wash the stain. You're allowed to wash the stain stomach, you're not washing old beggars. Stain is stomach allowed to wash.
No,
stomach allowed to wash. It's back to the stomach.
That's
not the matzo simcho. That's simcho. This is only matzo. When you buy socks, underwear, shirts, no simcho. No, if you buy a suit, then you're coming up, I'm a simcho, it's a separate shaylo. It's stomach, it's stomach, you buy socks. It says, Mr. Work, it's nichon the get of what? Of a kvisa. Kvisa know how to devolve it.
So
clean is
to make a sale during 9 days?
No, that's you can't. Avada not. So Kenyan is with Kenyan. There's no heta by Levisha Dava'ovet. There's no such kvisa, no such heta. The shell is by Kenyan. Kvisa is a Gemara. Kenyan is Nichol and Kvisa. That's a shayla. I'm holding that for you. Now, Maestro, what to do? Let's say you forgot to wear clothing beforehand. Let's say you forgot to wear it before, which Chodesh is Wednesday. You've got to wear it Tuesday and Monday. So come Shabbos, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos for the week. So the problem is how to punish the body. Plus, you can say that what you should do is that when you wake up Shabbos morning, wear a different shirt, and wake up and nap Shabbos afternoon after you're sleeping 2-3 hours like the Arizal, wear a different shirt, and then you have a couple of shirts for the week, is no problem. And then that's the eighth of what to do. Now, stop this chain on off, on off, on off. So the Pasuk will say the problem is that Avchana Shabbayah, and it's Nicker. If when you change, you should not tell people you change him inside the week. Also, because when you say you're going to sleep for the night time, you're not allowed to. But the Zayin, the kids are going to sleep, why? On Kodesh to learn tonight. Why is the Zayin the cover Shabbos? If you switch shirts, you should not say it out also. What you can do to or your family sometimes, discuss at the Shabbos table, tell people that's what you should do, but not, you know, tell them simply, go change your shirt, it's out for wing during the week.
Can you do it even if it's a week this year, which wouldn't normally wear
shirts? Oh, that's a shiloh, but nice to navigate, I think, to any of us, really. We all wear white shirts, and we would wear them during the week, on Shabbos also. Yeah, one might be coupling, one might be covered over, one might not be, but we would wear it. It's not bazillion in Shabbos, not nicker, not a car, no looks, oh, you're preparing for during the week. If you look at it, and it can tell you you're wearing your pink shirt, you only wear it in the week, or your shorts, you know, say there, it's not the other shiloh.
What's this head to
the stand? Oh, so the mice of Lichas by being down, there's no head to for such a thing. However, the proportion of Pitzka Chuva being down through the Slach and Fondam and Hilkos Avails is in my mock to the letter, because stepping on it. Now, the Pesachim are not too happy with it. They do want to say, a lot of Pesachim say, since by Big Day's Day, there's a whole tumult about it, and the world may come liquor, come over there and wise, and involved in one time, that by Big Day's Day, you should step on it. Why? Because that's too. That's the Big Day's Day, because really is mutter. We want to be machmi. Machmi step on it. It sounds like the place we don't like stepping on it, because even though you made it dirty on the outside, it still has the feeling of fresh you wanted. It. Fine, yes, Lordan. But Yashu says, but Shatachak, you can step on it also, go down in the Pesachei Lachas. Fine, but if you have a better eight, so you should wear it. That's the correct thing to do. Now, the Lachas is that we do not have Bosch of the Yayin during the 9 days. Now, with Nichol and Yayin, every year I seem to get in a fight with my kid. He wants to have grape juice. So I tell him he can't have. So he tells me why. So if I'm with Issa, it's grape juice, like grape juice. So my kid alum tells me it's not Meshach, it doesn't give me any simcha. And the Mishavua says, why is it awesome to have simcha? So I tell him, very nice, but you know, I ask him, Yain to Afra, is whiskey also? And yeah, that's Meshach, that's nice, awesome to have simcha. And my love is, grape juice is awesome, Yain to Afra is more too. So just seeing the whole entire avona of the mitzvah over here. So those one time, that's not Mishad Simcha, Mishad Kabonis, therefore the Beis Yosef brings down to the Beinu Osher. Now, the Beinu Osher, the Mechon Yishlaim says the Beinu Osher is the Rosh. The Beinu Osher is the Beinu Osher Memoniel. The Poshim made a mistake. Maybe you should tell Mechon Yishlaim, you should change it. But actually, they want to say it's Osher Mishad Kabonis, therefore no Shaitas, therefore grape juice. It's Nichol Indian of Yayin. The way the Meshavua goes, he goes to the Indian Yayin, is also why Mishad Loi Plug. Therefore, Loi Plug is even grape juice. Therefore, I try to explain my kid Loi Plug, maybe this will understand the concept. He doesn't understand it, what mean Loi Plug? It's not Meshach, it doesn't get you happy. Well, why should I ask the grape juice? The Meister, we ask the Yayin, we ask the grape juice, the Meister, beer and whiskey, the Meister is mutter. Yeah, Kabonis or even Absimcho. However, the Meister Sheikh is mutter. Now, what to do by Abdullah? There are Peshulman being down on Hogger to have Sheikh, the Meister, that's an hour on Hogger, we have wine. The Meister, best thing to do if you have a kid between the age that is Royal Chinech, but not Royal Abel, which the Peshulman say they're not exactly sure what that is, because they're very close to each other, they're 8 and 9, that's them. To find, but let's say if you can find that kid who's between the two royal and royal tables, give the kid a drink. If not, the vavim ramosa, the vavim you drink it yourself.
Better
I did not see anyone says better. No, I didn't see anyone. Look, I've seen him. From where? Where's my Malcolm? I looked around.
No,
the Gemara says after 6 months seconds. We're taking on Hogan will be Malcolm. The Gemara says mutter all week. The Gemara says mutter. We take on this on Hogan with that local. You have nothing more than that.
If you got
something, it's not Mikadim. It's not Mikadim, Mikadim is Sudama Stekis.
A Gilgal from Mikadim.
A Gilgal.
But why isn't
Pirgah? No, Pirgah and Val, that's what you should if you hold Chamar Medina. The Gilgal found, in our country, different countries, there's a big shout about Chamar Medina. Economic, you hold beer is fine, no problem, you should do it here.
Can you have the crystal grape drink?
I don't know. Is that way to make a bracha the same general? I don't know. But the Meister Basa were also machmer, and that Basa means even a tashul Basa means even children without the meat were machmer, not like your amal, we're not a tashul Basa. However, if a teaching will have no problem, or cooking fleshik pot, that means the sheep will feed it in 9 days, the dishes will be fleshik, and the pot will be fleshik, instead of adding motor lechatkilo. So she cannot have meat inside the pots, but the dishes you like cooking is fleshik. And the gate to us, we're having a seam Tuesday night. Meister Ramos said clearly that seam is mutter, but mocha mitzvah. However, the Mishavua has three klolim when. Especially said you cannot set up specifically that during the 9 days. It comes out that way, but say that we came out, we tried to have a Sunday, didn't work out. Monday didn't work out. It came out Tuesday, but say that no problem, Shalom Al Yisrael. The second thing he said, you cannot invite people who usually will not come. Like you seem during the 9 days, invite all the dealers around, everyone come, but our boss said, no, whoever would come, whoever not. You cannot simply tap that boss. That's not true. No, that we had in the past, we had wives come. No. No. No.
Are you a man of fire?
The Shematan, yeah.
Inviting them to your party.
Yeah, no problem.
They hold them making a party, though.
Well, how cool. What? And then not Shematan, it's just what?
No. If there are people you're not going to...
Maybe this is getting late because you're going to throw us out. Maisa is no problem. The only shot on the Geitos is that the shadows, you have to hear the Siyam or not. That means everyone's going to come Tuesday night. The Moshe says, Vaida says, you don't have to. Shamu says, you have to hear it. You don't need the Siyam. Shamu says, if you don't need the Siyam, you come too late for the Siyam. You won't eat boss. You cannot eat boss. That means Tuesday night, this Tuesday, to make the Siyam on time. What?
Eight people finish. Another person.
Fine, the guy wants to save it for who knows what, for his parents.
One guy, your friend.
If you want, make sure you come to the night on time. If not, you have a problem with that boss with your voice. Now, the main thing is, this one more thing in the Vayna Gay is taking showers. Now, Meister taking showers, and Moshe did not take showers during the 9 days. Now, 5 points over here. First of all, the Amol holds by an oval, he cannot take a shower during the 30 days when it's an oval. Fine, we the mice not knowing this way, we hold an oval can't take a shower during the shloshim. Only on oval 7 days cannot take a shower. Therefore, we hold for ikki, you'll have to take a shower, cold water, during the 9 days. That's number one. Number two is, tanak of zeya on Yom Kippur is motor. On Yom Kippur, Mishmua says you're allowed to wash yourself from zeya, from sweat. The Yisab Chaim says zeya is motor. Why are you asking people to take a shower? He says a matzos of zeya, somewhat of the sickness of zeya. But fine, that's not the part of Mishmua. The third point is, it says you cannot take a bath. Says the Lumis place can say, have a shower, it's not the same time, it gives motor. A fourth point is, Omar Mokum and not taking much chayim, it's Tumas Hadeshem. And he says, the Machmet Tavel of Rachel. Therefore, come on the place can come out, all of them say, they come to take over Zeya with cold water. Cold water means, this means you do not enjoy it. Avad Yalah, take a shower, no problem. And anyone who is machmur from a shkodin says of sturm of whatever, but that is a matmiya, it's a shmur, why in the world being machmur? It's against Allah, there's no my machm. I quote him Chaim, it says the chanish had a maish, are you? We don't pass in based upon maishes, and there's no my machm for it. I would like to thank over from Shlomo Zalman and Licha Shloima that he never have an oval who asked him a child about taking a shower during during on the veilus. Everyone always asked him taking a shower during the 9 days. So first of all, the halacha is that 9 days is like shloishim, and we are not to be mekel during shloishim. All of us know that way. That's number one. Is number two, I've seen ovals ask during the night, the shiva. The Shlomo Zalman here, it doesn't happen all the time, and it's not every year. But what means that we hold the shloish, the shiva is. What if you're not doing the shame, and you come to knock over your zeya of vada is motor? What? No. Wherever the zeya is, the vada you're taking a lukewarm water. No one's doing it for tainik. You come to knock off dirt. No matter who is mekel, Biaf Kamnetsky is mekel, or Moshe is mekel, or Strumbach is mekel, or Scheinberg is mekel, or Meister and Hogg, it's the extreme mekel. So there are those who are Machmer, Chaim Kanievsky. And the Chaim wants to even lel oino. He says even lel tefila, don't take a shower. Now chas v'shalom, you take a shower. Behind and then hogger based upon the mekayus and the shtaka turns against him. Then hogger's body take a shower. Ben ilma chaveri take a shower. In neger really take a shower. You want to learn a Friedman to say through, then you can run it after. No, fine. But the meisah then hogger's body, so we do take showers. And we take his zeicha. Next year the shower will be negeya only on simcha. Of how much cost of the Yahweh should be made simple? Welcome, Abba.